Yeah, okay. All right, if a man had gone and bought him a new suit and he tried it on, he said, "I tried it on to see if it what me."
Too large.
All right, what word would you use besides too large?
Too big.
No.
That's not what I mean.
He might say, come in and say, "I tried it on and it what just perfectly.
It just fit."
All right. And you might say that certainly is a nice looking suit. All right, and if it was brand new, you might say that's a nice looking
new suit.
Okay. All right, if you put too much stuff in your pockets, then your pocket's going what?
Sway.
All right. Another word you might use is what? When you fill your pockets up too much, they
hang.
All right, what else you might use? I'm after. Might you say bulge?
Bulge out.
All right. Okay, now, if you wash a shirt and you say, "This shirt fit me before I washed it, but after I washed it, it must have
rolled up."
Okay. All right, when a lady likes to dress up a lot, you might say she really does like to get herself all
pretty.
All right. Are there any other kind of funny terms you might use? She likes to
look good.
All right, or doll up. Have you ever used those?
Doll up.
All right, or okay. Would you use any kind of different term for a man and a woman? If a man likes to get all dressed up, what would you say? He really does like to get himself all
fixed up.
Okay. What do you call it when you got something you keep your change in your pocketbook?
A little pocketbook.
Okay, you have another term for the little one. Would you call it a purse? All right, would you say
purse?
Okay. All right, now what's something, that piece of jewelry that you wear around your wrist?
Bracelet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to have
all right, and what if you had something you'd wear around your neck?
Necklace.
All right, and if the necklace was nothing but beads, maybe pearls or something, you'd say, "I have a
string of pearls."
Okay, a string of pearls or beads. All right. What does a man use to... If he doesn't use a belt to keep his pants up, he might use what?
Suspenders.
All right. If it's raining, you want to go outside, you'd go out and before you'd walk out, you'd have something, you'd put it up. What would it be?
Umbrella.
All right. All right, if you're making up a bed and you want to put something over the bed to make it look pretty, you'd spread out what? Oh, what?
Bedspread.
All right, did you ever call it anything besides bedspread?
Okay.
Did you ever call it a coverlet or a counterpane or any of those things? Okay. All right, now what do you lay, the soft thing you lay your head on when you go to bed?
Pillow.
Okay. Now, they used to have a large pillow that went all the way across the bed.
Both.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, now what is the thing that women used to make, they don't make them much anymore, that you can wash and use for cover? Used to make them in pretty designs.
Sheets.
No, I'm talking about something that'd be heavier than a sheet.
Quilts.
Uh-huh. All right. What's the, did you ever call anything like that a comforter or a comfort?
All right, now you've got
what's the difference in a quilt and a comfort?
Well, a quilt is quilted and a comfort is just, you know, it ain't quilted like a quilt.
Okay. Now, if you've got extra people coming in, you want to make a little bed for a child on the floor, what would you call that?
Pillow.
All right.